from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. After more than a decade in court, the city of Clovis in Fresno County recently won a $22 million court judgment against Shell Oil over a cancer-causing chemical found in city wells. The chemical is called 123-TCP. KQED's Sasha Coca first told this story when she learned about the chemical last spring, living in Fresno. Since this story aired, the state began developing an enforceable standard for the toxic compound. The first draft of it will roll out next month. Here's Sasha's story.
I opened my water bill recently to find a little insert inside called the Consumer Confidence Report. I found a footnote in tiny print that says 29 wells in Fresno, where I live, have something called 123 trichloropropane, and that some people who drink water containing it over many years may have an increased risk of getting cancer based on studies in lab animals.
Okay, guys, come here.
Wait. What?
Come here, let's have some water.
I have two little kids, and my family drinks the tap water, so I decide to get it tested.
When you fill it up, no air bubbles, okay?
The guy at the lab shows me how to collect a water sample in a vial with hydrochloric acid. So I go home, put on some protective gear, and take a sample from my kitchen sink.
Mommy's gonna put on these glasses.
For what?
I have to test our water.
Then I drop it off back at the lab.
Perfect. Thank you. So 10 days, right?
In the meantime, I try to find out more about 123 trichloropropane, or TCP. According to the state, it's been found in about 100 public water systems across California, mostly in the Central Valley, but also in counties like Santa Cruz, Monterey, Sacramento, and LA. Starting in the 1940s and 50s, 123 TCP was a chemical manufacturing byproduct used in some soil fumigants. Farmers injected them into the ground to control nematodes, or microscopic worms.
This was the dawn of the age of chemical agriculture.
Todd Robbins is a San Francisco attorney who spent more than a decade tracking down how this contaminant leached into California groundwater. He represents water utilities with lawsuits against Dow Chemical and Shell, two companies that included 123 TCP in their soil fumigants until the 1980s.
This is a Shell document going back to 1949. When
Robbins has compiled a huge stack of documents that show neither Dow nor Shell listed 123 TCP on their product labels. One of Dow's own scientists admitted it served no purpose in killing nematodes. Robbins shows me a 1974 memo where Dow describes some of the fumigant components as garbage.
Some of the most startling information is how clearly the companies understood from a scientific perspective the amount of garbage they were putting into these products and knowingly having farmers essentially dispose of their hazardous waste for them on farm fields throughout our state.
In a few cases, Dow and Shell have paid to clean up groundwater with 123 TCP. But in the more than three dozen cases filed against the companies over the contamination, they've never admitted any wrongdoing. Some of those communities are really tiny, like Woodville, population 1,700, in rural Tulare County. Ralph Gutierrez runs the water system here.
I am the meter reader. I'm the sewer line cleaner. I do the budget.
Gutierrez opens up the gate to one of the town's two drinking water wells, surrounded by orchards and cow pastures.
Dow and Shell are the ones that put this into the system. Obviously, they have money to attack their problems, but when you come to communities like this, they're all farm workers.
Gutierrez says there's no way he can raise water rates high enough to pay for expensive carbon filtration to keep it from reaching people's taps.
No, I wouldn't want my kids drinking it.
Take your vitamins.
Back in Fresno, I don't want my kids drinking our tap water until I know it's safe. I get an under-sink filter that says it takes out volatile organic compounds, but it doesn't say anything about 123 TCP.
Which one do we drink out of?
The filter,
got it.
Both Dow and Shell declined my request for a taped interview. One Dow spokesman did write me that fumigants with TCP were part of what he called highly beneficial pest control products that have been off the market for several decades.
So it's been about 10 days since I dropped off the sample, and
Looks like the results just popped into my email.
It turns out the sample from my kitchen tap comes in at 2.2 parts per trillion. That doesn't sound like much, but it's 3 times the state public health goal. Not an enforceable goal, but a guideline set by California's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment.
We've concluded that this is a very potent carcinogen.
Senior toxicologist Elaine Kahn says, based on the tests of my own water, my theoretical cancer risk would be 3 in a million over my lifetime.
How worried should I be?
You know, the public health goals are really set at kind of a worst-case scenario, and we try to be as protective as possible. So it's not a bright line between safe and unsafe.
Some water systems in the Central Valley have contaminant levels that push the risk much higher, roughly 1 in 6,000. But many Californians don't even know if this stuff is in their water. Neither the state nor the feds regulate it in groundwater. Utilities don't even have to test for it. I just had to wonder, nearly 25 years after the state found this to be a carcinogen, why there isn't a standard for drinking water.
It's a great question.
That's Cindy Forbes, who's in charge of drinking water for the State Water Board.
We've put new staff, increased our resources, and it's our number one priority. We've had so many other regulations with limited resources to work on that we haven't been able to get it over the finish line.
Back in Fresno, officials say they'll switch from groundwater to drawing more water from rivers in 2 years. Until then, we get to wait and wonder what water from our taps might be doing to us, since no one seems to be sure. I'm Sasha Coca, KQED News.
State water officials say they aim to complete the process and adopt an enforceable state standard for TCP sometime this spring. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Capsonel Foundation.